Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And my name is Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about the Alaska Theater of Youth's production of two plays, A Christmas Carol and The Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
And to talk about it, we have Jessica Jacob, who is both the executive director of the company as well as directing Christmas Carol. And we have Ed Silcox, who is a father extraordinaire, a parent of two of the kids in the show, and also a constant volunteer with the company. So, Jessica and Ed, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Yeah. And I will add that Ed has a child in each show, so that he is part of both shows that are happening simultaneously.
And that is quite a commitment from Ed for having both the kids in the shows. I know there's a lot of work that the parents do for the kids in these shows. So, well, why don't we go with that? Ed, why don't you talk a little bit about what you do with the shows and talk about your kids a bit.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have a son who's 10 years old and a daughter who's 6, and they've both been in ATY productions before. And one of the reasons we moved from the village of White Mountain outside of Nome to Anchorage was for the opportunities for our children. And they've both enjoyed their plays immensely. And what I do is I hang around and bring the kids to their rehearsals and get to watch the plays from stage right or stage left and enjoy the camaraderie and the excitement of putting on a play.
Why do you work so hard for this company?
Well, and, you know, I do get that question sometimes because mm-hmm. there's a lot of hours, especially during production week and other times. But it is such a privilege to make your living from theater, and I can hardly talk about it without getting choked up, because it's, and especially with children's theater, you get to see these kids bloom. They transform. You know, over the course of a play, they transform, but over the course of many plays, they really transform. And I remember performing at their age today, and that's made me part of who I am. And I would like to, you know, make those opportunities available to these people, too. So I love watching that.
And you've had several, I hate to say kids, but young actors who have mm-hmm. come through the program who have then turned around and have worked with the program as adults. I know Ernie Piper mm-hmm. is one of the yeah. actors in one of your shows who's doing yeah. that. Talk a bit about that journey that these actors take.
Absolutely. One of my favorite things is hiring back people that have grown up through the program, including Anthea Carnes and currently Ernie Piper. Danielle DeCiero helped me on this show as well as my dance and dialect coach. Ernie Piper is my assistant director and music director. And when one of our teenage leads had to focus on grades this semester, he stepped in as Mr. Cratchit. So we're very lucky to have him in there, and the kids love him. And he's also a classically trained singer. So the carols in this play, I think the audience will really notice a difference in how they're singing, that it's very pristine. So that's a wonderful thing. And we do have a couple of other alums involved. And that's always great because the kids look up to them and they mentor the children in how to behave in a professional manner backstage and learn the responsibilities as actors to their audience and as actors to each other. So it's really awesome.
And Ed, so your children you have one children in each play.
Right.
And how do you respond to this at home? What do you do in the way of teaching the children, or do you do nothing?
I can vouch for the not doing nothing part.
We do quite a bit, including working on them with their lines and mm-hmm. and with what they're performing on stage. This is Evan's seventh production.
10-year-old seventh
yes,
production.
Right. And our daughter who is 6, this is her second. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for them. They love being up there. They love the costumes, and they enjoy the friendships they make with the other actors.
Mm-hmm. Ed, you told me a story once about Mimi and cross-country skiing.
Remind me.
Yes, about right. She had two wishes.
Oh, yes. We were on the way to preschool when she okay. was 4. She had just turned 4. And we had come to Anchorage and she was going to preschool. And she said, I'm in a play, I'm on stage, and I'm going to school. This is a dream come true.
I love wonderful. That.
And she was 4 years old.
Four years old.
Hardly was... old enough to have dreams.
That's right.
That's terrific. That's terrific. And I have to confess, I've worked with Evan. I've directed a couple of shows with ATY, and I've seen Evan grow from a young FDR in a wheelchair, where the wheelchair
with a
basically,
cigarette holder.
Basically swaddled him up, to the last production, which is Little Mermaid. And I was very pleased to see how strong he came out as that character. He was very, very strong vocally, and he took to the character right away in many ways that perhaps the years of his experience had fed that confidence to him. So I can see the level of confidence in that the young actor growing. So.
Well, part of that is we've had some wonderful directors, and currently he's working with Jessica, and earlier he worked with Stephen, so we've had some wonderful directors that have encouraged him to grow.
Yeah, and I was telling my actors last night that Christmas Carol has really been a privilege for me to work on, because we have so many very lead quality talented kids in what might be considered minor roles. So it's a really deep show in terms of talent in the youth theater community.
And we just had our dress rehearsal the other night, and the costumes are absolutely stunning. Again, we have parents with children in two children performing that have helped us immensely with the costumes.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Jessica Jacob and Ed Silcox, talking about the Alaska Theater of Youth's forthcoming Christmas plays, two of them.
Yeah, so maybe we should tell you a little bit about the plays.
Yes, why don't we get to the plays now?
Well, working on Christmas Carol, we are doing a pretty traditional rendering of Christmas Carol. However, I can't do anything exactly by the book, so we've put a bit of a steampunk flavor in it, which makes me happy. And do remember, if you're coming to see Christmas Carol, that it is a holiday ghost story. So we are trying to keep it accessible to all audiences, but there might be some lighting cues or costumes that make you go, oh, a little bit, because we have to scare Scrooge back into being a good guy, just a little. So all your favorite characters, Tiny Tim and the Cratchits and Fezziwig. And Ed, can you tell us a little bit about Pageant, which Mimi's in?
Right, the pageant, the best Christmas pageant ever is, is a remarkably humorous piece for kids and for adults alike. It has some wonderful changes, just like the change with Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. And one of them, I've been watching rehearsals for now for 6 weeks, and one of the changes still brings a tear to my eye from stage right, even though I've seen it dozens of times. So it's a wonderful story about the best Christmas pageant ever and why it becomes the best Christmas pageant.
Which is a little problem.
Yeah.
We should mention that. It is a very funny play.
Yes, you think it's going to be the worst Christmas pageant ever, but fate intercedes.
You know, one thing about Alaska Theater of Youth, you tend to do two shows at one time and kind of a rep atmosphere where you have one show performing, then another show performing. That's a little bit unusual these days in theater. Talk a little bit about the challenges you have of putting two shows together at the same time, perhaps even the technical challenges of doing two sets on the same stage, the artistic challenges, and so forth.
It is absolutely wild. We have 52 actors in play, or 53 actors in play, at any given time between the two shows. I don't like to go over 25 per show, so the quality of the experience for the participants stays good. But that's a lot of costumes, and some of these characters are playing multiple roles, so multiply that. And especially the week that we're in the pack preparing, we have a very finite period of time, so we get one shot at it every night to do the show. And it's a bit of pressure, but the kids rise to the challenge, and I think that that's a wonderful training tool, that they can succeed in the pressures of theater, on stage and backstage.
Right, and the rehearsals, my biggest problem with it is trying to keep where we're supposed to be straight, but
the kids too, they were popping up from some interesting places right. The other night. And,
but we have school groups that come and see them, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful for the actors, the children to perform in front of their peers.
Well, and it's every time it's a mixed blessing but the kids get celebrity sightings from whatever's happening on the Atwood or in the Discovery, and that can pose some problems. But we've been opposite Fiddler on the Roof in the Atwood or Shrek in the Atwood, and these actors are going by that they see, so they're so excited because they are side by side in a peer relationship with these amazing, important actors in fancy clothes. So it's wonderful to be able to work out of the pack.
That's interesting. I can't, you know, when I was a kid and when my kids were kids, we had Christmas pageants at each school, which were so awful that it was a chore to go to them. You had to do it for your kids' sake, of course. And this has sounded so wonderful with really trained kids to see these plays that you've seen. Mm-hmm. Must be wonderful.
Yeah, the Angel Gabriel was my first major role at age 5, I think. So, but I hold on to that with, you know, great memory and nostalgia. And I'm sure I was wonderful.
Of course you were.
In my own mind.
You mentioned a moment ago the costumes for these shows, and I just, that must be a huge challenge. Talk a little bit about the costumes and how you come up, where you get the costumes, who designs the costumes, who builds the costumes, and that sort of thing.
Well, we have a wonderful volunteer, mom, Diana Schildbach, who has generously taken on the task for Pageant Absolutely, and she and I work together on Christmas Carol. And ATY has, you know, 29 season history, and you accumulate a certain amount of stuff in 29 seasons. So we really endeavor to recycle and reuse rather than continue accumulating more stuff. So by and large, we've been able to, I hate to use the word cannibalize, but use our own stuff and edit it to work whenever possible and make creative decisions and problem solving.
And you mentioned that you're doing a kind of a steampunk version of Christmas Carol, which fits the time period.
Absolutely.
So, but for our listeners who may not know exactly what steampunk is, can you describe it a little bit so they can have an idea?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a genre where steam power develops like electricity would have, but it creates a slightly industrial atmosphere, and it's kind of a fantasy genre where I'm not sure how to describe it. You'll just have to come and see. Ladies wear top hats, just saying.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming to an end of the show. I'd love to hear more, but the thing about it is just come and see it. It's at the Performing Arts Center.
This weekend and next only.
And, yes, and there'll be a performance of, as we'll check for you, of each play each weekend. So thank you very much for coming, Jessica Jacob and Ed Silcox, and to talk about Alaska Theater of Youth's productions of A Christmas Carol and the best Christmas pageant ever. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is auditioning for their show, A Shana Madel, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Characters from the 20s to the 70s are needed. Most will need a Yiddish accent, but you must only need to attempt this at the audition. The show will run January 25th to February the 17th. Call 868-4913 or email Aaron at aaron.mitchell@tbatheater.org for info or to audition at a different time.
The Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River is presenting their Christmas play Charlie and the Chocolate Factory through December 15th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday with a matinee at 2 p.m. on Saturday. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is presenting Cotton Patch Gospel through December the 23rd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels runs through December 23rd with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
This is the last weekend for UAA Theater's production of Spamalot, which runs through December the 8th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Cyrano's It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, opens tonight and continues through December 23rd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, Alaska Theater of Youth will present A Christmas Carol tonight at 7 and next Saturday the 15th at 2 and also at 7. They're also producing The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which will open tomorrow at 2 and 7 and Friday the 14th at 7. Performances are at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.